All right, you two. We've arrived. Once through this gate, we'll seek out Yuselina. Likely, we'll find her at her practice. It's to the southwest face of the cordoned interior.
This place is wholly remarkable. Oh, I should dearly love to explore the area. Look how these homes are so well and intricately incorporated into the environment all around.
Focus, Doja. Remain close at my side. The Guard Fae are not a people given to violence by any means, but the portal to Kalhana at the heart of each embassave is jealously guarded, and Ohem is perpetually on the front lines of the war effort. We have no need of you inadvertently frightening some guard and causing a scene.
But I wouldn't hurt anyone. I wouldn't even touch anything. I'm just fascinated.
I shall not repeat myself.
Another time, then.
Halt. Who are you?
I am Vidori. I have come here before to train with Yuselina, the mender. I am accompanied by this wounded woman and her friend. Please, allow us to pass.
Your heart is overburdened with an anxious spirit. Why is that? How can I be sure you are who you say you are?
What?
It's all right, Season. I know this woman. Her name is Vidori. She is who she claims to be. Please, come in. Follow. I'll bring you to my practice. It brings me great pleasure to see you again, Vidori. I must hear all about your first commission and how you fared. But first, who are these people with you?
This one here is Ironheart. They don't often speak. The other is Doja. She does.
I do, in fact. Vidori has spoken quite positively of you. It's an honor to meet you.
As a matter of fact, she is why we're here. Doja is Suskerain.
Suskerain?
Yes. She met the Okari in battle alongside Ironheart and was struck by an enchanted blade. I don't know what the effect was supposed to be, but it has caused considerable damage. Because of her unique physiology, I was unable to shatter the effect and heal her.
Oh, Vidori, you mustn't blame yourself. You've yet to really recover your talents in this regard, but I have every faith in you. You just need a little more guidance. Come, together we will break the blade's effect and be the first healers to mend one of the Suskerain.
Actually, Yuselina, I will be of no use to you. You must focus your strength in order to heal the wound. You cannot have me by your side to sully your efforts.
Midori, I assure you, that couldn't be further from the truth.
I will use this time to go to the city center to see if I cannot purchase some arcanum dust to tighten my influence on the key. I shall be greatly surprised if you are not completely finished by the time I return.
Very well, then. We'll see you shortly. Please, come inside. Both of you. might be important to mention, the wound exists on my elephant form. I will need to resume that form if you are to heal the damage.
Oh?
I believe we could just fit such a large animal in here. If we... Ironheart, would you help me push this table aside? Yes. I think this could do. Perhaps we should first... Oh! Oh my! Well, thankfully, you do fit as long as you're lying down like that. Are you comfortable? Oh, of course. She cannot talk well in this form. You should never have to explain that to me, Ironheart. I'm sorry. Now, let's take a look at this injury of yours, Doja. Healed an elephant before, but as far as I can tell, Vidori could likely have done this herself if she really tried. I fear for her. I think it not unlikely that her own nervousness and self-doubt will hold her back from making progress. Season mentioned her anxious spirit as well, did he? I'm not surprised he hesitated to allow her in for such a reason. You may already be aware, but some among the Guard Fae are born empaths, an inheritance from our first ancestress, Amity. No, I do not have this gift, but Season does. Still, empaths are not psychic. If he sensed that her mind was quite troubled, he may have been uncertain what to make of her. Yurum Okel. Her defense, it seems the actions of the Okar have left most of the entire realm troubled and anxious. Humanity has fought many brutal wars, but even they had never presumed to lay siege to an embassy of the Guard Fae. The Okar siege of Ohim was unprecedented. Upokel Kol. I suppose the Isle of Mohiai held strategic value, and they knew little of the politics of Layard. Still, I struggle to find it in myself to forgive them. Yes, you're right. Most people I've spoken with seem to share those feelings, but I don't admit them lightly. To tell you the truth, I'm rather ashamed of them. Itokom Oheluki. A specific reason, you ask? Well, the Guard Fae have a long-standing praxis of nurturing life, healing injury and ills, and being caretakers of Kalhana. It's a proud tradition of peace that I cherish with all my heart. I have diligently worked to adopt this principle of empathy in every facet of my life.
because of the siege of Ohim, I have found it very difficult indeed to look sympathetically upon the Okar. Whatever their reasons might be, they have caused much pain and strife for my people, for yours, and for any others who've joined the fray besides. Ori, Ohelu, Ohe. I expect what most troubles me is that I feel this way at all. I really have so much trouble finding hope in people. It pains me that I should have to wrestle so hard to find a small promise of goodness. I suppose I fear what I may become if I allow myself to give way to despair. Right. Brace yourself, my Suscarane friend. This will likely sting, but the pain should fade quickly. There you are. Relax your leg so that the potion may have its full effect. After a minute or two, the effect of the blade should wear off. After that, I will be able to heal your injury. What's that, Ironheart? The gods? No, I'm afraid not. I've never spoken with any of them. The Centurion are far too busy and far too powerful to notice a simple healer such as myself. What possessed you to ask such a question? You've spoken with Kyuda? Why, what did she say? Interesting. I would never have called the Okar animals while of sound mind. But nevertheless, to hear Kyuda's own voice on the matter, weighing in favor of the Okar. It feels as though a tremendous weight has been lifted off my heart. Thank you, Ironheart, from deep within my soul. It's been 120 years since the Okar attacked Mohiai. I wasn't even alive back then, but it still weighs heavy on the minds of the Guardfey of Ohim and Givyard. But now, after what you've shared, no longer shall it weigh on mine. Now, Doja, there should be plenty of time. All right, keep still just a while longer. I'll mend your leg once and for all. One wonders. Pardon? Oh, excuse me. Was I thinking out loud? I was just thinking, even animals will go to great lengths to avoid pain. So could it be that there are those among the Okar whose dearest wish is for this war to come to an end? There. Your injury is no more. However, your leg may still be a little bit sore while you maintain the shape, but that should sort itself out in no time. Thank you, Yusalina. There is not even the slightest discomfort in human form any longer. Vidori was right. You have more skill as a healer than she. Oh my. Thank you, my Suscarane friend. That is something that concerns me, though.
I'm certain Vidori could have done this without my assistance. She must be feeling very under the weather. You say she seemed more confident in herself? I find it curious that... Are you okay? Do you have a headache? I'm fine, but our guards at the center of the embassy have just sent out a psychic alert. Someone has forced their way through the veil between Layard and Kalhana. It was Vidori.